Blog Talk Radio.
Like my orbit. This mic's not working. Let's see. That mic's not working, so let's see if we can do it this way. Mic check. How you guys doing? I'll be with you guys in a second. Let's see if we can get this working. All right, you guys. How you been doing? You guys, welcome to another Yizer Live. Woo! It's been crazy. We've been trying to get everything in order. We try and get everything in place. We got the new studio. We also, thanks for joining. No name, but A from Twitter. We got everything in order. We got the new studio. The radio station's up and working. The TV station's up working. Now we have a call-in number. You guys want to call in and talk to me tonight? You guys can hit me up at area code 516-418-5511. This is your first time tuning in, Yizer Live. What Yizer Live is, Yizer, as you can see behind me, well, it'll be back on there. Yizer is our social network that we have for minority business owners and minority professionals. But at the same time, we talk about things that are going on in our community where we can help improve our financial situation. And tonight is a perfect topic to have that conversation for all the stuff that's going on with the coronavirus. Because everybody right now around the world is on lockdown right now. I mean, we have people that they're about to lose their jobs. There's people that's getting laid off, and they're saying that some of these people might not even get their jobs back. And that's the part. You know what? I thought something was weird. Hold on, you guys. I'm trying to get situated. There's my mic. That might be better. There we go. Well, they're saying some people might lose their jobs and everything, and I'm like, what happened? Like, how in the world does a virus get launched on the other side of the world, and within, say for instance, let's just say worst case scenario. So let's say if the virus was released over in China back in December, right? So we got January, February, March. How in the world can something that was released and within 90 days shut down the whole world? Shut it down. Like America is like shut down right now. Like literally, like, you know, I think they're not calling it martial law just yet, but they just calling a curfew in New York City right now. And you guys know how I know. If something starts off in one city, then the next thing you know, the next city's going to do it. The next city's going to do it. The next city's going to do it. And then at that point, it's going to be all over the country. So that's why I'm glad we're broadcasting that, because I'm going to be here to entertain you guys tonight. So think about this for a second. Tonight's title is Corona is Why We Need to Own More Businesses. If you guys know, when on my Yizer Live, I always talk about the financial growth for our community. I'm not no financial genius, none of that. All I know is this. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been a business owner for more than 20-something years, and I just know the freedom that a person can have when you own your own business or if you're a part of an organization where you're close to the top of the food chain. See, a lot of people right now, like they say, the average American within 2 weeks of no paycheck is homeless or have the potential or the threat to be homeless. So, and we're in a situation right now where the government is coming out saying that, well, these companies are forced to close and there's no definite time frame when these companies are going to be open again. Like they went from, oh, we're going to be closed for 2 weeks to we don't know when we're opening again. Think about that for a second, you guys. It went from 2 weeks to we don't know when we're going to be open again. That is a scary, scary situation to be in, especially if you're a person that has a family, you know what I'm saying? And you might have just had a new baby. You might have just bought a new house, a car. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people is dependent on their 9-to-5. And you're going to tell me that, oh, shoot. Hold on, you guys. I got too much going on. Damn it. Too much going on. All right, that's got to reboot. Anyway, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm a little scattered tonight. I'm hyped up. I haven't been on for about a month. I've been sheltered in the house for 4 days, so I'm a little all over the place tonight, so just bear with me. And then also, I'm excited because now we got the radio station going on right now as I'm broadcasting live. So our radio station is victimstoppers.us. That's our Victim Stoppers radio station. It's called victimstoppers.us, right? But then also, we launched about 2 weeks ago, we launched our online 24-hour television station, which is digitalguardtv.com. That's digitalguardtv.com. So all of this is coming together. All of our media coming together since, you know, we hooked up with our new parent company, 14 Generations Entertainment. I know you guys were like, damn, Dwayne, how the hell did you go from talking about Corona to throwing out pubs for the company? Well, I got to represent the company because, like I said, I'm all over the place tonight. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Could you imagine if you had just bought a new house, just had a baby, had a so-called 5-year plan, and then all of a sudden out the blue, some virus or disease or whatever they want to call this damn thing just comes out of nowhere and the whole country just panics and they just close down everything, just close down shop, like boom, no notices, no nothing. But this is the thing that I want to ask everybody, and I'm not trying to be no conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but this is the question that I want to ask. Okay, that's one. This is the question I want to ask. I know when I was up here in Indianapolis, Indiana, because I'm broadcasting either in Indianapolis or Atlanta or somewhere. Well, I used to broadcast all over the country, but that's not going to happen no more right now. But anyway, and they had like 35 or 38 homicides in Indianapolis since January 1st, 2020. They was averaging like 2 or 3 bodies a day. I mean, they was killing each other left and right and left and right, right? But this the thing. Nobody was afraid of the fact that these criminals is running around killing each other. This is the thing. If the government could come in, and like I said, I'm not here to bash the government. I just want to show how what things we consider important and things that we have to control or contain and versus the things that we just don't give a damn about. We just let the shit happen, right? So could you imagine if there was a situation where a local government or even our federal government said, you know what? There's too many killings going on in San Antonio. There's too many killings going on in Chicago. And I'm not trying to get all political because we're talking about money tonight, but I'm just going to show you how things can affect the economy But at the same time, if you control crime, you can also generate money. Okay, but also the criminal law, the justice system is money making too. But anyway, we're not talking about that tonight. But and they go, you know what? We shutting everything down until the community, until the everybody in the city says enough is enough. We don't want no more bodies dropping. Until we have no more bodies dropping, we're not opening up no more businesses. Everybody has to close at a certain time. Nobody can be out in the streets because we're shutting it down until we get this crime in order. I guarantee you crime will go down that quick. Whew. Now, you guys like, Dwayne, what does this have to do with the coronavirus and economics and money? I'm about to tell you guys. In Indiana, they have shut down the whole damn state for two people. I think, and I'm not saying that their deaths is important or whatever, so I'm not doing that. But two people has died, but they have the whole state of Indiana in such chaos and fear that they shut down the whole state for two dead people. Damn the 38 people in just one damn city. We're going to shut this puppy down for two people. New York. I couldn't even imagine. I don't know the numbers of their homicides or whatever since 2020 has been here. But New York is shut down. I don't even know if anybody has died in the state of New York from corona. But this is the thing, though. Our people, people of culture, the reason why I stress every night and I tell you guys every night how it's important that we need to start owning our own businesses, because when we own our own businesses, we start pulling our money together, and then when we start pulling our money together, we can start electing the political people to run our states, our cities, our country. Once we have more power like that, then we can understand and see what's going on right now. How do we know that what they're saying is going on with the coronavirus is really real? It's the typical people in our culture. We don't know because we don't have no representation of what's going on. I've been watching newscast after newscast after newscast, and nobody's up there of power looks like me. And I know, and everybody's like, Dwayne, why you got to make this about race? It's not about race. It's about culture. It's about culture because it's like this. The powers that be, they have the money. They have the resources. If there is a cure for the coronavirus, trust and believe, they're going to get it first. They're going to get it first before it comes sprinkling down to people of culture, if it ever gets that far. For all we know, they could be trimming the fat. And we just might just be casualties of war. We just might be casualties of war. We just might be, look, we need to trim some fat because everything else is not working. The gang violence is not working. The incarcerating them is not working. Now we got to kill some of them off. I'm not saying that there's some diabolical plan like that or whatever. I'm not talking about, oh, it's Dr. Evil out there. I'm just saying we have no power. We have no power because we refuse to start becoming more business owners and be more entrepreneurs so we can start pulling our money so we can get people elected officials so we can understand what's going on. So we can have the director that's working over in the CDC, Center of Disease Control, whatever, start having people there so we're at the table so we'll know what's going on. So anytime a pandemic or a virus like this happens again, we're at the table where we know what's going on versus right now, we're all sitting ducks. The majority of us are sitting ducks right now, just hoping and wishing that they won't do nothing dirty to us. But people, and once again, I'm not saying, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. Who I am, I'm that guy. I'm trying to do everything I can to wake up that 10% of our culture to understand that we have to start doing things differently. We have to start doing things differently. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with working for somebody. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if you have to work a job for somebody else, take the time to have a business on the side. Take the time to get involved with a small business and be part of the upper food chain of that business to help that business grow. So then we can have people that's doing TED Talks predicting the future of what's going to go on in our country. But instead, we are the ones who are sitting around hoping and wishing and praying that everything that they're telling us is the truth. We're the ones that sit up here circulating this video of Bill Gates from 6 or 7 years ago talking about Bill Gates had an idea, whatever, that they was going to release this chemical warfare, this virus on the people to start killing people because Bill Gates want to take over the world. I'm putting it to you like this. If that is true, that Bill Gates has his diabolical plan to take over the world, guess what? That man is self-made, and guess what? He made up in his mind he's going to do it, and that dude did everything he can to become the richest man in the world. And I'm not saying this to say that you got to be an evil person to be rich or the richest man in the world, but what I'm trying to say is the fact that that man has created that much power in his lifetime. I don't even think Bill Gates is 70 years old yet. Matter of fact, I think Bill Gates with the whole Microsoft thing didn't pop off until what, maybe 1971, if that. I could be off, but even if it was 1971, that's 49 years. If you could do something in 49 years to get you to the point where you could be that guy that everybody said that you're the guy who's taking over the world by creating this virus to release it, you're a bad boy. Anybody out there who want to talk to me, make a comment or whatever, hit me up right now at area code 516-418-5511. That's 516-418-5511. We're trying something new here over at Yizer, Digital Guard. You know, people could call in now and make comments and, you know, and let me know what you guys think about this coronavirus. Are you somebody right now who's been sitting in the house all week? Or you a person been sitting in the house all week and then next week you can be like, damn, I haven't worked in a week and my bills is piling up? Are you one of those people who are listening to the news and saying, oh, guess what? If you don't work or whatever, that's okay. You don't have to pay your rent. That's okay. You don't have to pay your credit cards. It's okay. You're going to get a stipend. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but at the same time, we have to be careful that we're not falling for the okie doke. And I'm talking to everybody out there. I know I like to push our culture. I'm talking about everybody out there because everybody is suffering right now. But I tell you one damn thing. If I would have known that this was going to happen, my ass would have bought a toilet paper company years ago. Hold on, you guys. Let me send out something real quick. Hold on. Bear with me, you guys. Hold on. Nope. Hold on. Uh-oh. Did I lose my video? Hold on, you guys. This is something I should have done before I logged in tonight. I'm sorry. But, you know, tell me about it. Oh, somebody's in the chat right now. Tell me what you guys think, man. Do you really believe that everything in 2 weeks is going to go back to normal? Or do you really believe that we're in trouble? People are going to be losing their homes. People are going to be losing their jobs. Check this out. I saw in the news today that there's a automobile, well, I don't know what it's called, factories, plant, or whatever, that they're going to shut down indefinitely. They're going to shut down indefinitely. What does that mean? how do you go from working, making automobiles, to within 7 days, you're going to shut down indefinitely? How is that possible? These things are just blowing my mind. It's like, what's really going on here? What's really going on here? This jobs is going away like that. Boom, boom. They're closing down the restaurants, the bars. You imagine you're a person who work in the hospitality industry. Oh, Vegas. Vegas is closed. I know some people who had trips planned to go to Vegas because, you know, spring break. Vegas, like, done. Finite. Closed. So could you imagine if you're a person right now working in the hospitality industry and they say, we're closed and we don't know when we're going to open again? What are we going to do? People of culture, what are we going to do? I'm going to tell you guys right now, listen to me. Listen to me. Right now is the perfect time to grasp the opportunity of entrepreneurship. Right now, with this time that you have off, if you have an idea that you've just been bugging you and you've been trying to get it out, this is the time to do it. Don't squander this blessing right now. Instead of being at home, being all scared that the boogeyman disease, the boogeyman virus is coming to get me, take this opportunity right now to either start your own business or get with somebody that you know that has a small business and you guys work together and grind it out. So when this thing passes, because this thing will pass, you might be on a totally different path. You'd be on a totally different path in your life, and then you'll sit back 2 years from now or 5 years from now and say, wow, the coronavirus shutdown was the best thing that ever happened to me. The coronavirus shutdown was the best thing that ever happened to my family. See, don't look at this as a negative. Don't look at this as, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. They always said the world was coming to an end. These are the last days. No. Look at it like, oh, my God. Right now, the playing field is level. Right now, if a person's learning about the stock market, stocks are dropping right now. It's time to buy. And I'm not even a stockbroker type of guy, but this is the time to buy because this stuff is dropping. That stuff's going to go back up. If you're somebody right now had the idea, like, you know, you want to start a baking business, a T-shirt company, hell, a damn... I don't care, a floral industry, if you can get into toilet paper, this is the time. This is the time to get in. This is the time to get something started. This is the time to take your skills that you've been giving somebody else for micros amount of money, go partner up with somebody and bring those skills to the table. This is the time. Listen to me. We have launched a full digital media company. We have our online radio station, which is victimstoppersradio.us. We have launched our 24-hour live TV station, which is digitalguardtv.com. We have our social network, which is yaizu.com, a social network that we're relaunching. We have our other social network that's called victimstoppers.us. We're doing everything with the security cameras. We have decided at 14 generations that we're going to bring all this together. This is the perfect time. This is the perfect time. I'd like to know what you guys have been doing all week. Any of you guys out there listening to me right now, hit me up at 516-418-5511. I'd like to know what you've been doing with your time this week that you've been at home. I'd like to know. Okay? If you guys got any ideas out there, that, you know, where you want to start a business or get with somebody that you know that has a small business and you can add your part to the small business. Anybody out there who has an opportunity like that? Right now is the time to go get that opportunity, because guess what? If you somebody out there, now I'm going to hurt some people's feelings. If you are a person who was unemployed before the shutdown happened, if you're a person who's been out there looking for a job before the shutdown happened, and you had the opportunity to be a part of something that's growing, had an opportunity to be a part of something that was virus resistant, something that's moving, something that's thriving, and you didn't take advantage of that opportunity, now look at you. You guys have to understand something, man. I'm telling you, some of my OGs told me years ago, back when I first got into the game of business, my OGs back in the day used to tell me all the time, who the hell is this? Hold on for a second. I know, but that girl was a second listener, but it was cool. I just wasn't feeling what the fuck. People be texting me, the hell? Got that one wrong. I know it wasn't feeling the split listener. I don't know what that shit is. I'm just say okay. I don't know. People texting me while I'm live or whatever, but let's keep this party going. Got that wrong. Yeah, me too. Oh, you guys. I told you guys I'm all over the place now because I'm geeked up. I'm hyped. Do you guys watch the Masked Singer? The Masked Singer, man. I love that show. I love that show. I love that show. I love that show. And the person who was on there tonight that got guest out, I would have never guessed that person, because for starters, why are my glasses look crooked? I don't even know who that person was. But anyway, back to what I was saying. My OGs used to tell me all the time, Dwayne, always be prepared for when opportunity comes knocking. Dwayne, be prepared for when opportunity comes knocking. See, and I'm not bashing my culture, but what I like to do is jar my culture so we can start thinking a little different, because this is what fucks me up about my people. We are so attracted to things that are negative to our culture, and I don't get that. It's like, you know, I had a buddy once that time told me, like, man, you know what? It is so hard for me to find good workers or good technicians. But if I was to go back into the dope game, if I can go into the neighborhood and get 30, 40 young brothers out the neighborhood who's willing to take a penitentiary chance with me. I can go in the hood right now with a couple of birds, and they will stand in line to go work for me selling dope, to go to jail, to go to prison, to get killed. But I can't start a business, a painter, or start a company, a painting company, a plumbing company, mobile car wash company, hell, security camera company, and go in the neighborhood and get the young brothers to participate. They don't want to do it. And I don't get that. But I will tell you one thing, I'm not going to give up on us. That's why I'm going to get on here every day, every night. Go out there in the streets every day. And every night, and I'm going to find those young brothers and sisters from my culture who wants to make a change. That's another reason why I also created Yizer, our social media that I got to tell you guys about. Yizer is a private social network. It's right there. only for 100,000 members. We are relaunching Yizer on April the 1st. But if you want to get on the waiting list to join Yizer on April 1st, you can hit me up, email us at marketing@yizer.com. That's marketing at Yizer. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. Yizer is not a free social network, but what I decided to do, because right now it's a crisis going on and we have to get as many people that are minority professionals or minority business owners or people who want to make a change in our community to join Yizer. So we are waiving the $30 a year membership on Yizer for the first 5,000 people. So the first 5,000 people who join Yizer, you are going to get the first year for free. And the reason why I'm doing that, because those 5,000 people are going to be the linchpin for us to get the other 95,000 people to join Yizer. Yizer only is going to be a social network for 100,000 people. That's it. That's it. But Yizer has to be that platform. Yizer has to be that social media with a purpose so we can show the rest of the world that we're not all standing in line to go sell dope. We're not all standing in line to be strippers. We're not all standing in line to be thieves. We are standing in line no more. We're not standing in line anymore. We are standing up to show we have arrived. We are standing up to show that, yes, we are graduating from school. Yes, we are graduating from college. Yes, we're starting our own businesses. Yes, we're becoming executives. Yes, we're starting our own businesses. Yes, we're becoming certified in all the different type of trades. Yes, we are picking our candidates for any type of political party or political position or whatever out there. Yes, we have arrived. And right now, believe it or not, it is a crisis going on right now, but this is our golden opportunity right here. Do you guys realize how many industries was built when it came through the Great Depression? Do you guys realize how many industries was created after the whole smallpox epidemic? And I know smallpox is a bad history. They killed a lot of people. But what I'm trying to say to you is this. This situation right now does not have to be a total tragedy. This is not a time to be scared. This is not the time to sit at home and like, oh my God, let's wait and see what comes on the news. No, this is the time to get creative. This is the time for us to build our new leaders. This is the time to show people, guess what? We're not going to let some little punk-ass virus like the coronavirus stop our culture from growing. Man, it feels good to be back on, baby. It feels good to be back on. So, this is what I got to figure out, though. I have to pick a time where I'm going to do my Yizer Live. I'm going to do two shows because we got two programs now. Because, like I said, we have Yizer.com. We have VictorStoppers.us. So, I have a radio show that I do in the mornings. It's more political and all that type of stuff. It's called Moving Forward. And that's going to be at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. So then I'm going to start doing the Yizer Live. I think I'm going to either do 7 or 8 o'clock. I have to decide. Hey, Rajan, thanks for tuning in. So, but we're working out all the bugs or whatever. Like I said, I'm really excited. We haven't had nobody call in. Yeah, I can't wait for somebody to call in because now we have the call-in number now. We can call in. And I'm asking the question right now. What have you been doing since the lockdown? Since the whole coronavirus situation, since no one can go out and make any money right now, what have you been doing and what's your plans? What's your plan B? So what if you are that person that your job is shut down right now and you don't get they don't call you back? You guys got any ideas? Hit me up at area code 516-418-5511. 516-418-5511. I think the number's at the top up there, too. Let me see. I got my little bent up. Man, my glasses are so bent. Maybe I'll start a glasses company. Yeah, 516-418-5511. And this is the thing. The reason why we're doing a call-in number now, because I had some people make some requests. Like, you know what? Sometimes we like to call in and make some comments and participate in the show. So guess what? We made it happen. So, like, right now, we're broadcasting live right now at victimstoppersradio.us. That's our radio station. If you want to listen to the podcast without video, you can always go to the radio station, victimstoppers.us. You want to see live television, we also launched our television network, which is digitalguardtv.com. And digitalguardtv.com, I'm trying to figure out a way. I think I might transition these streams on all these different platforms to go strictly to digitalguardtv.com. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm going to work on that tonight. So I'll figure it out. But anyway, the coronavirus situation. Don't sit around for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Don't sit around and waste this opportunity. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hold on for a second. I think somebody want me to call them. Hold on for a second. See if they got something to say. Hold on for a second. Let me see. Let me see what they say. Let me see if I can get them to call. All right. I'm trying out the new switchboard now. There's a way that I can call people. All right, let's try this out. Let's try it out. See if I can figure this thing out. Because I want to ask them because they work from home. Let's see. Place, guest, and screening room. All right, let's type in the number here. Trying out our new toys here. Let's see what we get. Let's see if they even answer. Let's see. I don't know if I got to put one first or whatever. I don't hear nothing. Uh-oh, we got something. We got noise.
Who is this?
This is your brother.
Whose number is this?
This is the radio station number. I'm calling you from the podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm not on the air, am I?
Yes, you are. You live right now to the world.
Boy, I'm going to hang up on you.
No, I got a question to ask you.
You are so wrong.
Yeah, I can't nobody see you. They can only hear you. So don't be country.
I can't help that. I am what I am.
That's my question for you.
Okay.
So you work from home. So you work from home, right?
Right.
Is there anybody, is people out there starting to panic over this coronavirus thing?
Say that again.
Are people panicking out there about the coronavirus?
No, not really. Well, you know, they fighting over food like it's a food shortage. It's a virus, not a short of food. So they fighting over food.
Are they shutting down all the businesses?
All the small businesses, like if you go out to get food, you have to go through the drive-through window. They closed all restaurants today. They closed Simon Mall. And they closed the bars last night because they told people to stay home. But they were celebrating. You know how they said no more than 10 people and 6 feet apart. They were celebrating St. Patrick's Day yesterday in the bars. And the mayor got mad and shut it down. He shut the city down at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I heard they did a bar, it was a restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio. And you know how they told them to shut down too, right? And they didn't do it. So they sent the police in there and they raided the place and shut the place down and boarded it up.
Yeah, they should have arrested them because they spreading germs.
They ain't spreading no germs.
They are too.
So you think a lot of people are going to lose their jobs from this?
No. No. It's not the people's fault that somebody came over here and contaminated our country.
I believe that they're doing this, and there's going to be a lot of people that's going to not get their jobs. I got a feeling that for some, I don't know why, I just got that weird feeling that they're going, a lot of people going to lose their jobs behind this. Like, they're going to think they laid off, and they're like, nope, you can't come back.
No, I don't think so.
You know, they shut down the car plant up in Kokomo, Indiana today. Now, why they do that?
They shut down what?
I think Chrysler or something like that in Kokomo, Indiana.
They shut down Chrysler, Ford, and Fiat.
But they told them that they're closed down indefinitely, though. Like,
no, they did. They did not.
I heard it on the news. I promise.
I did too. No, I don't think people are going to lose their job.
I'm telling you, I know what I heard. So, yeah.
I think it's going to be all right. I think they're going to let people draw unemployment until the virus ceases, and then business as usual.
Have y'all had anybody die from it out there?
Yeah, I think 23 people. Another one died.
Hold on, 23 people in Arizona died from it?
Yeah.
Well, Indiana only got 2 people that died from it.
No, these people done died. Ceased.
23.
Perished.
Y'all got some big numbers out there.
They nasty. The people here are nasty and trifling. I'm trying to tell you, they don't wash their hands. Then try to bring food in the office for you to eat. No, you don't wash your hands. I already know. These people here are trifling.
They
are really nasty.
I said they were doing that before the coronavirus.
Yep.
Wow. All right, then. Well, I ain't going to hold you up. Oh, how did you like the Masked Singer tonight?
Man, I just knew the Roost. What was she? The Swine. I just knew that was Lisa Ling.
Who?
Lisa Ling. The reporter. The Chinese reporter.
Oh, Maury Povich's wife?
No, that's Connie Chung.
Oh, hell, they all look alike.
She's on National Geographic.
Mm. But you know that one thing is Candy, right?
Well, I'm 100% sure, and they keep talking about, no, Candy don't sing at high. Yes, she does.
And she has
a range on her. She can go from low to high.
Yeah.
It's most definitely Candy.
And your boy said it tonight too, and then he changed his mind. Like, nah, it ain't Candy.
Because he thinks she sings just deep like she did, like just kicking it with Escape. But Candy can sing high too. I've heard Candy sing. She has a wide range. I know it's her. I'm positive, 100%.
And what made me really realize it was Candy was last week's episode when they was talking about they showed the gangster grandmamas. And so got arrested.
What is the gangster grandma?
You know how they give the clues or whatever? They give the clues. And last week she was like showing it was a bunch of gangster grandmas. And now
she's not a grandma.
Listen to what I'm saying. Her mother and her aunties and her, they got a restaurant in Atlanta.
Her mother and aunties are gangsters.
Right. Exactly. They got a restaurant down in Atlanta called the Grandma Gang or something like that.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
All I know is when she came out and sung that first note, I said, Candy.
Yeah. All right, then. All right, well, I'm about to let you go. I got to get back to the show. Thanks.
I wouldn't. I wasn't on, was I?
Yeah, you on live right now. Everybody's watching on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram.
Oh, my. Hi, world, and Dwayne, I'm not talking to you ever again.
Why? I'm making you famous.
No, I don't want to be famous.
I'm making you famous. They don't even know your name. You just told them my name.
You said my name.
No, I didn't. I said, what's up? This your brother. I ain't never said. And anyway, you've called into my radio show before. This ain't your first time calling in.
But that's when I was more professional. I'm tired and ready to go to bed, so I'm liable to say anything.
That's good. That's good for ratings.
My intelligence cap has shut off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right, then. Have a good night. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Well, Lakeham. Talk to you later. Peace.
Well, Lakeham. Peace.
All right, you guys. So, I just had to have a conversation with somebody who's on the other side of the country out in Arizona and see if the madness is going on in Arizona like it's going on here in Indiana and Georgia and everywhere else. And I hope after tonight's show, I can get people to understand that let's not look at this as something negative. Let's be smart. Let's be smart about it. Let's, you know, do what you should have been doing anyway. Wash your hands, sneezing in your elbow. Let's be smart about it. But let's look at the financial side of this thing. Let's look at this thing as an opportunity. You guys have a bunch of free time on your hands right now. Take advantage of it. You got that idea that's been sitting on your desk. You're like, man, I cannot get to it because I'm so busy at work. Take advantage of it now. I'm telling you guys, you got that friend like me who's running a small company and we growing and you like, I can bring something to the table. Join that organization. Because I'm telling you right now, if anybody comes to me right now and say they want to do some visitor guard, security camera, security stuff, you know, in their city or town, hit me up directly at Dwayne@DigitalGuardLive.com. That's Dwayne, that's DWAYNE @DigitalGuardLive.com. We are a nationwide company, but I need representation in other cities because I can't be everywhere. We have people doing the security cameras. We also have people doing the self-defense products. Hell, if you want to have a podcast on our network, hit us up. You want to get a podcast, you want to have a radio show, you want to have a live show, you want to have a recorded show, an edited show, hit us up. Right now is the time to grasp the opportunity. Do not, and I'm glad we got another social network called victimstoppers.us. Do not sit around and be a victim. We got our radio station, victimstoppers.us. Victim Stoppers is the whole fact of no more being a victim. Do not be at home right now and sit there and let the coronavirus be the end of your career. Do not sit around and wait for that boss to call you back. If they call you back, that's good. But guess what? You might get yourself in a situation the next few weeks where you're like, yo, guess what? Thank you for the opportunity, but I don't have to come back because I created something. Or thank you for the opportunity, but I don't have to come back because I didn't join the team and we're growing and we're making something happen. Because I'm telling you guys, the rich and the powerful, I got a good feeling. They've been knowing about this coronavirus situation for a long time. The rich and the powerful, they had an opportunity to get prepared for something like the coronavirus. They had an opportunity to get prepared for something like the coronavirus. Us people that's in the rat race, that's working 9 to 5, that's working overtime just to save enough money for vacation, you don't have time to be paying attention to TED Talks with Bill Gates. You don't have time to worry about reading news articles or whatever for things that's going on overseas. You don't have time for that because you're too busy trying to get the rent paid. You're too busy trying to get that spring break trip paid for. You're too busy trying to pay off a student loan, so you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world. So then all of a sudden, next thing you know, boom, you get blindsided by a situation like the coronavirus. You get blindsided by it. The government comes on TV and tell you, yo, all you workers out there, no work tomorrow. All you workers out there, no work tomorrow for the next few months. They have literally pushed a button like this, boop, and put millions of people's lives on pause right now. There are millions of people right now whose lives are on pause right now. Could you imagine the people who worked out at the casinos out in Vegas? My heart goes out to people who work in the hospitality industry right now. Could you imagine? They just like, boom, we're shutting the casinos down. Boom, we're just shutting Vegas down. Ooh, there it is right there, Victor Slapper's radio logo. Boom, disregard. Just boom, pause. Just pause. But what happens if they pause and then decide to hit delete? What happens if they hit pause and then decide to hit delete? I just want you guys to think about it. All right, you guys, I'm closing out tonight. Or I'll close out tonight. Do not sit in your home. Anybody who can see my face right now, anybody can hear my voice right now, do not, whatever you do, sit in your house for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 months, year, becoming a victim to the coronavirus. Whatever you do, do not let fear take over your life and you sit there and become a prisoner in your own home. Do not do it to yourself. Do not do it to yourself. I'm telling you guys, start a blog post. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to tell you guys. And I might do it before April 1st. But April 1st, I want you guys to join victimstoppers.us, our social network, or join yizer.com, our other social network. And I want you guys to start posting your journey of what's going on in your life right now. Because your blog post might turn out you decide to write a book. Your blog posts might end up being you become a published editor for a lot of these other publications out here. You never know. Right now is the great time to take advantage of the opportunity. All this free time. But whatever you do, please listen to me. Look at my face if you're watching me live on TV right now. Do not sit in your house for the next few months and become a victim. Take advantage of this opportunity. You got a friend that's out there with a small business and they're growing it. Go to them like, look, guess what? I'm good at administrative work. And look, I'm good at logistics. Look, I'm good at graphic art. Let me join your company and we can grow this thing together. Take your skills and move them over there and make them work for you. Hell, if you want to get into the security business, hit me up. Join the Digital Guard team. I don't care where you are in the country. Join the Digital Guard team. You want to get a podcast or a radio show, hit me up here at Digital Guard. Hit me up at marketing@digitalguardlive.com or marketing@yizor.com. That's marketing@YIZZOR. But right now is your time to grasp the opportunity and stand up. But whatever you do, don't be a victim. All right, you guys, I'm out of here. Tomorrow morning, Eastern Standard Time, God willing, moving forward. We're going to talk about the coronavirus a little bit more, but we're going to get into the dark side of the corona side. We're going to talk a little bit more about the political side of things, whatever. That's my show moving forward. I'll be right here live, right here. Right here on the radio, victimstoppers.us. All right, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Raja, for tuning in. Thank you, A, for tuning in. Thank you guys for tuning in the chat. Thank you guys. You know, that's just, I'm out of here, you guys. I just don't be a victim. Take advantage of this opportunity. All right? Join Yizer, our social network. Join Victim Stoppers, our social network. All right? Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. I'm out. If I'm not here tomorrow, I may be in paradise. All right, you guys, have a good night. Thank you guys for tuning in. VictimStoppersRadio.us. JesusGuardTV.com. You need those security cameras or those self-defense products, go to DigitalGuardLive.com. We got you covered. All right, I'm out. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Peace. Mm-hmm.